In this module, I'm going to show you how to use ActiveSync to back up your unit and to restore your files if you need to at a later time. This could be very important to you if you manage to run your battery all the way down, or if you have to perform a hard reset on your PackMate for some reason, because in both instances, all of the data on your PackMate will be lost. In order to start ActiveSync, I'm going to connect the USB cable to my PackMate, and you'll hear both the PackMate and the PC talking at the same time. PackMate will announce that it's connecting via USB, and the PC will announce that ActiveSync has been started.
Connect the dialog. Rav USB status colon. Connecting to host. Cancel button today.
Microsoft ActiveSync. Microsoft ActiveSync. List view. Zero items.
So we've started the synchronization process. JAWS has told us that it's in the ActiveSync window. Your PackMate may take a few moments to actually finish synchronizing. You'll notice that mine did not take very long because, for our purposes, I don't have it actually picking up a lot of stuff from the desktop. Once your PackMate is through synchronizing, on your PC, press the Alt key plus the letter T to go to the Tools menu.
Alt T, menu active, options, dot, dot, dot.
And down arrow till you hear backup slash restore.
Resolve items, dot, 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 unavailable. Backup slash restore, dot, dot, dot.
And press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, backup slash restore dialog, backup page, use backup to create a file on this computer that contains all the files, databases, personal information, RAM-based programs and other information currently on your mobile device, incremental backup, backup only the information that has changed since the last backup, radio button checked, 2 of 2.
Run a radio button, 1 of 2 buttons, that allows us to tell the PC to perform an incremental backup, which, as I just explained, means that it would only back up files that have been changed since the last time we backed up the PackMate. Since this is the first time we've done a backup on this PackMate, it really doesn't matter, and you can decide later whether you want to perform an incremental backup every time you decide to back up your PackMate, or a full backup. I'm going to press Tab.
Tab, backup to this file, colon, read only edit, backslash Microsoft, backslash ActiveSync, backslash profiles, backslash PTNS, backslash backup.stg.
I'm going to accept that as the file I want to back up to. Press Tab again.
Tab, change, dot, 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 button.
I don't want to change. I'm going to press Tab again.
Tab, backup now, button.
And I'm going to press Backup now to start the process. ActiveSync is going to write all of the information on the PackMate to a file on your hard drive so that you can restore it to the PackMate if you need to later. The whole process may take some time, depending on how much information you have on your PackMate.
Enter. Backup in progress dialog. Cancel button.
And our backup is in progress. You can use the JAWS cursor to look around the screen while the backup is in process. This will let you actually monitor the files as they're being transferred over. I'll just down arrow through this screen so you can get an idea of what's being presented on the monitor.
JAWS cursor. Blank. Microsoft ActiveSync minimize symbol. File menu view. Backup in progress dialog. Close symbol. Now backing up to apostrophe backup.stg. Please do not use the device until backup is finished. In header bar. Copy and colon, backslash windows, backslash avantgo, backslash avgo, docs mq, backslash 300. Cancel button. PC cursor. Backup complete dialog. Backup operation completed successfully. OK button.
Our backup is complete, and I'm going to press space bar.
Space.
And I'm going to go ahead and read the window with an insert B.
Microsoft ActiveSync file view tools help sync stop details explore options PTNSS connected synchronized information type status.
We've pressed the OK button, and we're now back in ActiveSync's main screen. Now let me show you what you would need to do if you wanted to restore a PackMate that you've had to reset, or if the unthinkable occurs and you've let the battery run all the way down to nothing. Press Alt-T to get to the Tools menu.
Alt-T, menu active, options, dot, dot, dot.
Down arrow to backup slash restore.
Resolve items, dot, 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 unavailable. Backup slash restore, dot, dot, dot.
Press Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, backup slash restore dialog, backup page, use backup to create a file on this computer that contains all the files, databases, personal information, RAM-based.
I've pressed Control to stop the speech. We've already heard this. Press Control Tab to reach the restore page.
Restore page, use restore to remove all current information from your mobile device and replace it with the contents stored in the backup file. To restore successfully, quit all programs on your device before starting the restore process. Also, do not use your device until the restore process is complete. Note colon, you cannot cancel the restore process once it has started. Click restore now to begin restoring your mobile device. Restore now button.
I want to direct your attention to some very important information that was just spoken. The first thing you need to keep in mind when you think about doing a restore is that all of the information currently stored on the PackMate will be completely replaced by the information that's been backed up to the PC. That's no problem if for some reason you've lost all of your files. But if you decide you wanted to restore some things and you already have information on the PackMate, this is not the way to do it. The second thing to remember is that while the restore process is underway, don't try to run any programs or do anything on your PackMate. And finally, the decision you're about to make is final. So once you've started the restore process, it cannot be aborted. If you decided that you did want to perform a restore, you'd press the spacebar to activate the Restore Now button. I'm not actually going to do that now, though. Instead, I'm going to press the Escape button to get back to the main screen.
Escape.
And I'm going to go ahead and read the window with an Insert B.
Microsoft Active Sync File View Tools Help Sync Stop Details Explore Options PTNS Connected Synchronized Information Type Status.
And I am back in the main Active Sync window. Once you've completed the backup or restore process with your PackMate, you can simply unplug the USB cable to terminate Active Sync. And on your PC, press Alt F4 to close the Active Sync window.
Alt F4, JAWS.
And this concludes the module on backing up and restoring your PackMate. Please join me in the next module.